then you want Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Welcome to hour number two of the Common Sense Show. Hi, everybody. This is your host, Dave Hodges. Our news director, Andy DiRiso, is flying co-pilot with me this evening. And Suzanne Pozel is going to stay on board. She has a lot more to offer as we go through the show. But it's my pleasure to welcome a first-time guest to the Common Sense Show. He has his own talk show, which we're going to have him talk about a little bit later. His name is Pete Santilli, former government and Marine Corps insider, and he has personally written a lot of the laws and regulations of which we're going to speak about tonight. And he is the first in both the alternative and the mainstream media to interview the globalist who thinks false flag attacks are a good idea to start the war with Iran and commence henceforth the Third World War. His name is Pete Santilli. Join me in welcoming Pete to the Common Sense Show. Hi, Pete, and thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's been a long time coming. Actually, I've listened to your show. As you know, I've worked very closely with Suzanne Pozel. We're out there trying to, you know, fight the fight in alternative media. And I found out a lot about your show, and I've been very, very much looking forward to coming on your show. And, of course, thanks for letting me do the cheap, shameless plug about the Pete Santilli show. We'll get to that a little bit later, but, you know, the main reason why I am really looking forward to talking with you is to share a little bit more about my background as to what I know with my military experience and what I know is coming here, ladies and gentlemen, as we proceed towards this collapse that we can all feel as we're moving towards that. And I'm going to share some information that I've had firsthand knowledge of with all of your listeners, as I already have with my listeners. But thanks for having me on, Dave.
Yeah, well, it's indeed our pleasure, Pete. Your reputation is stellar, and it certainly precedes you to this point. And I'm glad we were finally able to hook up. And just as a note to the extraordinary means you've gone to join us tonight, Pete just wrapped up his show at the top of the hour. And I know he's got a lot of post-production work to do, but he's taking time out to come on our show this evening. But he cares deeply about what's happening to our country. And, Pete, we only have about 2 minutes before we go to break, but let's broach that first topic. You were the first to interview Dr. Patrick Claussen with that YouTube video creator, spokesperson, researcher for the Washington Institute, in which he said that we need a false flag attack to go to war with Iran. So go ahead and set the stage as we go into the break, and then we'll get into it more detail when we come out.
That's okay. I understand and appreciate the break. As soon as I hear your music, I promise to keep quiet. But yes, I do have to say, it was by sheer luck, that I was able to get, Mr. Claussen on the telephone line. I contacted the, Washington Institute. I actually fully expected to get his voicemail. They transferred me to his voicemail, and it just so happens he had a cell phone number on his voicemail. I immediately called his cell phone, and he answered the phone. And at that point, really, I would say, based on everything we've done, including this episode that we just concluded, that man's life has changed forever. And by sharing this information with your listeners, my listeners, and as many people as possible, that this will benefit literally all of humanity. If we realize how evil this man is, how influential he is, and he's all about the Zionist pursuit of operating on behalf of our global banking system for the purposes of profits at the expense of all of humanity. Our lives will change if we understand the impact of just that one telephone call and the research that Suzanne Pozel has done. It's literally that big.
Well, you really set the stage nicely here. We come out of the break, we've got the background of the contact, and now we're going to get into the sum and substance of the conversation that you had with that global Zionist who wants to bring us communism in the Third World War, Patrick Claussen. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Pete Santilli and Suzanne Pozel after a word from our sponsors.
Don't answer it! How can I stop?
stop these annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your two-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, everybody, and joining us on the line is our news director, Andy DiRiso. Suzanne Posel stayed over because she's got a big contribution coming in the third hour, in which case we'll also open it up for phone calls at that time. And currently joining us is Pete Santilli, talk show host on the GCN Network, and we'll have him promote his show a little bit more later. And Pete was beginning to set the background and the stage for his interview with Dr. Patrick Claussen, who thinks it's a good idea to stage false flag attacks on the American people as a pretext to going to war. So Pete is a matter of course here. Let's go ahead and just set the stage for what your conversation was like, and let's get into the text of it.
You know, I mean, I'm going to give you the Reader's Digest version of why I even wanted to get in touch with this guy. First of all, I heard his words, and, you know, we've all theorized about false flag attacks and all that stuff, and we've also theorized about this secret government that operates and they call all the shots, but we've never really had anybody say this man's words, okay? And when I heard him, I'm thinking, okay, well, did it really matter who this guy is? Like, who is this guy? The think tank, right? He's talking at the Washington Institute. Well, after some investigation, we looked into who this guy was, who he was talking to, and the relevance of him making references to false flag attacks. So I said, you know what? This is a snippet on the internet. This thing's going viral. Everyone, all the conspiracy theorists are jumping on this thing. Let me at least give this guy the benefit of the doubt. Maybe his words were taken out of context. So let me talk to this guy and get in his words, you know, what he meant by these things. Now, I watched the entire presentation that he gave at the Washington Institute. These people that were sitting in this room, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, when we did the research, these are the most powerful and influential people. And I'm talking about this group actually gives advice to policy, people that set policy within our government, from presidents to military members to all, every single aspect of our lives. So was it important what he was saying to these council members that were sitting before him? It sure was. So when I got him on the line, I asked him, I said, you know, I'm sure you know that, you know, the media, I'm sure, has been bombarding you. They've been asking you questions, and you made some comments. I just wanted to find out directly from you. And I also listened to the whole presentation. He actually thanked me for not wanting to take him out of context. And he immediately started with his corporate babble, okay? And what I mean by corporate babble is he thought he had somebody on the line that he could just steamroll with wordsmithing and his diplomatic just runaway. And I said, okay, well, you just said that you didn't mean anything by the term crisis initiation. It was a diplomatic method of peacefully resolving our issues with Iran. And you know what I did? I'm going to do the same thing with you. I pressed play, and I said, really? These are your words.
I frankly think that crisis initiation is really tough. And it's very hard for me to see how the United States president can get us to war with Iran.
I said, okay, those are your words. What did you mean by that? And he said, well, you know, and then he went into his corporate babble. And I literally took this guy apart. Halfway through the conversation, he realized he had somebody on the line that knew what the impact was, that he had been found out, and that I was not going to let him get away with making comments like, I'm going to press the play button here again. This other comment.
We could step up the pressure. I mean, look, people, Iranian submarines periodically go down. Someday one of them might not come up. Who would know why?
The people laughing in the background, Dave, are the influential people that I was just referring to. These are council members that affect policy. He mentioned something about submarines could go down, maybe some won't come up. And I said, Mr. Clausen, in this interview, about midway through, I said, you're mentioning false flag. And I said, what did you mean when you said submarines going down, you know, maybe some won't come up? And he said, just started screaming at the top of his lungs, and his voice got progressively louder. But when I caught him and I called out his lies, essentially, he was telling me that he wanted peaceful resolution, and he was only inferring that and suggesting that other countries initiate, and historically it's always been better for us in our interests. And I said, sir, I believe you're lying to me. And he insisted that he wanted peace, that he never wanted a false flag that the United States would initiate. And I told him that I believe that what he was insinuating, and he was thereby lying on top of that to me, that I believe that he was committing treason. He was committing an act of terrorism by suggesting such a thing to such influential people. And I said, sir, I'm going to take a copy of this recording, in your words, and I'm going to forward this to the Federal Bureau of Investigation. At that point in time, Dave, you essentially know who this guy is and what level he's at. This Luciferian Illuminati influencer who basically has been employed by the World Bank and the IMF, talking about false flags on behalf of Israel's interest, Zionism itself, this guy completely unraveled. He almost had an emotional breakdown. He threatened me. He said, you do not have my permission. I didn't know this was a media interview. He threatened me on the line. I have a complete documentation of the whole thing. Came unglued and proceeded to tell me that I was advocating war, and that if I used his words and I didn't have permission, that he would sue me, he would have me arrested, so on and so on and so on. I essentially caught the guy. Well, Dave, it doesn't just end there. What happened was, yes, I believe that he was not telling the truth when he said that he wasn't advocating false flags. But Suzanne Posel, myself, and Susanna Cole, who's a member of my team over here, we actually went back in his history, and in his own words, he actually has been documented on video and on Reuters and in the press as advocating assassination as a method of persuading Iran. And we caught him.
Pete, can you be more detailed? What kind of assassination
And against whom? Who are the targets?
Okay. And I'm going to pull an article up. And is Suzanne Posel on the line, by the way?
Yes, she is.
I'm here.
She is. And please feel free to jump in at any time. He has actually recommended, and I'll be specific, there was an incident that took place, as you know, in January, where scientists that were involved with the Iranian nuclear program, these are civilian scientists, professors, and scholars, were essentially assassinated by Mossad-supported MEK agents. Okay? This is a known fact that it was a Israel-led Mossad inside job, and they killed these scientists. They were essentially assassinated. And Patrick Clausen gave a comment to Reuters and other news outlets, and he said, he said that sabotage and assassination is something that can be employed because it doesn't necessarily affect, I guess, anti-Americanism. So in his own specific words, he advocated sabotage and assassination on behalf of Israel's interests and was quoted as saying so.
So he's an agent for Israel, not necessarily a contributor, as he would make it appear, to our own government's policies. He's representing Israel, is what you're saying. He's a Zionist.
Well, there is no doubt about it that, well, first of all, we looked into his background. He comes from, you know, an economics background with the World Bank and the IMF. But for decades now, he has been a research director for the Washington Institute, essentially as a lobbyist for the interests of Israel. And that is a fact, that all of the members of the Washington Institute, as a matter of fact, I called one day, and it just so happened to be Yom Kippur, and I tried to get somebody as a member of their corporation to speak to, and they said that essentially everybody's gone because it's Yom Kippur. So this isn't just a theory. They admitted that they celebrate Yom Kippur, and their entire organization is well known to be representing Israel's interests.
So this is a Zionist organization, the Washington Institute. And in the audience, listening to these Zionist-inspired comments, were some of the top policymakers in this country's government. Am I hearing that correctly?
That's absolutely correct. And by the way, I do have the quote now. I'm fumbling. I actually have the clips opened up. But here are his comments exactly that were taken directly from Reuters, all right? And also reposted on another website. But this is what he said. Patrick Clausen, Deputy Director of Research at the Washington Institute, and this was published on January 12th in response to the Iranian nuclear scientists' killings. And in his own words, Clausen said, "I think it's headed towards confrontation," Clausen said. "The whole point from the beginning is if we put pressure on the regime, the Iranians will crack at some point. So far, at least, there's little sign the strategy is yielding the desired result. The Iranians to date have responded to the prospect of tightened financial sanctions on the country's oil sector with an announcement of launching an operation at the fortified underground Fordo nuclear enrichment plant." He said, "It's a lot better to have a fight that Iran provokes," Clausen replied, before adding, "Better to enter World War II after Pearl Harbor and World War I after sinking the Lusitania." Suggesting, I don't know if you read it the same way I do, but suggesting a false flag. And he said that sabotage and assassination is the way to go, if you can do it, he said. "It doesn't provoke a nationalist reaction in Iran, which could strengthen the regime. And it allows Iran to climb down if it decides the cost of pursuing a nuclear weapon is too high." Now, this is a guy that, as you recall, I interviewed him. I asked him what he was inferring as far as false flag attacks are concerned, right? I asked him and played his words. I said, "What did you mean when you said that we're in the game of covert meat? What did you mean by that?" And he lied to me. "We are in the game.
Well, we're in the game, and we're about ready to play it out as unwilling participants." We come back, we'll continue on this. And as I said, folks, at the beginning of the show, this was going to be bone-chilling, and it's about ready to go from bone-chilling to bone-breaking. Stay tuned. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stone's throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Allison C. is made from pure garlic through a patented process that stabilizes the actual Allison of 34 cloves of garlic in one tiny capsule. Allison only exists for a fraction of a second when you crush a clove of garlic. It is the most powerful, natural antibiotic known to man and has been proven in laboratory testing to kill bacteria, viruses, fungus, and parasites without upsetting the natural balance of healthy organisms in the body. Allison C also helps prevent disease when taken on a regular basis. You can purchase your Allison C through Paul Drockton's website, internettruth.org. Start enjoying the benefits of this all-natural supplement today. Go to internettruth.org for your supply.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Santilli and Suzanne Fosel, and let me put a question to both of you. One of my listeners sent me a very informative email, and I'm not going to have time to totally break it down, but I'll just read an excerpt from it. It says, M.T. Keshe, K-E-S-H-E, an Iranian nuclear scientist, has offered the world technology with the idea of world peace. He invited our country, as well as many others, to his conference. Barack Obama's response was to issue an executive order against Iran because the powers that be don't want world peace. Do you, either one of you know who M.T. Keshe is?
No.
M.T. Keshe, I think that sounds familiar, believe it or not. Let me check something here. I think he's the gentleman that spoke out when the scientists were assassinated. I think he's one of those individuals, but I can't be certain.
Okay, well, it's something I'm going to look into. I just, by happenstance, I just wonder, because this would certainly fit in with the aggressive tendencies we're seeing coming out of this administration. Okay, Pete, let's throw it back to you, and let's pick it up where we left off with the fact that Claussen has been caught as a Zionist representative trying to push the United States to war. And he's advocating these philosophies and policies to some of the top policymakers in this country's government. So let's take it up from there.
Well, everything that you just mentioned, here's the key element, is that, and you and I know, that a lot of this speculation that we've done, you know, even as citizen journalists way back when, and we're looking at everything, and we're saying, you know, we know what's going on behind the scenes, but we've been speculating and theorizing. Everything that you just described, has come to light in the form of facts and from a man that is powerful, influential. And here's the most important thing to recognize is that he cannot say that he's just a research fellow and he's low on the totem pole. This is a man who it's documented factually that comes from the world banking system that has power and influence by recommending assassination to our policy advisors that control our country. But more important than that, and this is where I turn to Suzanne Posel. This man, as I just learned through this research and investigation, is a Trotskyite. And Zionism, as I'm learning this, uses communism and socialism to advance its goals as they steamroll the globe for the advancement of Zionism. Correct, Suzanne?
Yes. Where the Zionists go, communism follows, and they use communism to subvert the society and to enslave the society. And that's why we see all these executive orders, and that's why we see the NDAA, because Obama is a communist. And we know by doing research, and Dave, you've done extensive research on this, that Obama comes from, well, he's a red diaper baby, isn't he?
Obama was groomed by Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn, who paid for his college education. We've got the proof. I'm coming out with the article tomorrow. No question, member of the May 19th Communist Organization in New York City, which is a support group for the Weatherman Underground, founded by Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn again. Obama is a communist through and through, and he's representing Zionist interests.
Yep. And Dave, guess what else? Using communism, as I've learned through Suzanne really educated me on this. I was just floored by it when we discovered through the research that we did from an investigation that was done, and I forgot the guy's name. I think it was Lawrence Franklin. That's right, an espionage scandal. That this man that I spoke with, who lied to me about his intentions, Mr. Patrick Clausen, was listed as a known Trotskyite. And when I first heard about that, and she educated me, she said they use communism to advance Zionist goals. And not only that, listen to this, and this is factually correct. We discovered that this man sponsors and lobbies on behalf of state-sponsored terrorism, is using the MEK as a terrorist organization to further advance Zionism for the purposes of profits, and will also sacrifice our country and any other Middle Eastern country with communism and state-sponsored terrorism. And if you are not shaking in your boots at what I just said, then you're not listening.
Now I understand why they had to pass the NDAA.
They have passed everything. They have done everything. You can just watch it. If we so-called, you know, I'm referring to myself, you know, we so-called conspiracy theorists try to, you know, establish why President Obama won't reveal his birth certificate, or why he signed all these executive orders, or why martial law is about to be implemented. If you look at this and you figure out who's actually pulling the puppet strings, you realize that communism is just merely a tool for the advancement of Mr. Patrick Clausen's Zionist bankster goals.
Well, I think there's no question, and we all know, if you know your history, the Second Russian Revolution, the Bolshevik Revolution, was financed by the Zionists on Wall Street. And so there can be no doubt as to what is inspiring this. It's simply a matter of history repeating itself again. And when we come back from the break, we're going to even expand this to a broader implication, because, Pete, I'm going to prevail upon your background on the continuity of government expert that you are to tell my listening audience what's in store for the American people as a result of these Zionist policies. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Suzanne and Pete after a word from these sponsors. Why don't you let me be?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
Well, the new world order that's talked about in that bump-in music here is certainly upon us, and Dr. Patrick Claussen is going to be one of the instrumental forces in helping to bring this to reality. Joining us is Pete Santilli and Suzanne Pozo as we explore the globalist plot through people like Patrick Claussen to bring false flag attacks to our shores, kill untold numbers of innocent American citizens. Also, the globalists can achieve their dominance goals. And Pete, let's go back and let's talk about your background in continuity of government, what you did in the Marine Corps, and let's bring this down to more of a local level. We know that they're promoting the idea of false flags, and I'm assuming where you're headed with this is the rollout of martial law. And take a moment and tell the listening audience what qualifies you to offer an expert opinion on this topic.
Well, the Reader's Digest version of my career, just to let everybody know, and by the way, this is all verifiable. I mean, I have absolutely no problems verifying with anybody that wants to check my background. I've never been arrested in my entire life. I have a top secret security clearance from my work that I did at the United States Marine Corps. I'm a former United States Marine, and my duties were as a an individual that was responsible for all nuke, biochemical, and conventional aviation deployed weaponry. And ladies and gentlemen, I served in the mid to late 80s and actually had personal firsthand knowledge and experience and exposure to, at that time, which was a classified document, Rex 84, and how it was to be used to implement with FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, which would essentially allow me, as a person that was responsible for these nuke biochemical weapons, to safely secure weaponry that is on our flight lines in the United States of America, and to take them during civil unrest, and to take them to deep underground military bunkers. Now, a couple of things I can share with you in that regard is that, ladies and gentlemen, if you picture it, FEMA right now has become the Department of Homeland Security, okay? Back then, we were concerned about things that were contained in this manual, this Rec 84 thing, and the FEMA manual that I personally read as to what would cause this breakdown. To the point that we would actually have to implement these plans that I had written into to that manual. And what they described, ladies and gentlemen, is something that's happening right now. And this is was the most shocking thing, not to me back then. I was just doing my job as a young Marine. But what's shocking to me now is that the main reason for it was a complete and total breakdown of our monetary system and societal breakdown. And it would happen very, very quickly. And then we would have to have contingency plans. And Dave, I have told you that I'm going to reveal something here that I haven't totally revealed on other shows or in the general media, but I had firsthand knowledge of the fact that if during civil unrest, if we were to take a nuclear weapon and it were en route to a deep underground military base, that we have plans, contingency plans in place to essentially... for the purposes of securing that weapon and getting it to the deep underground military base, that our government has a means to essentially exterminate tens of thousands of people that may be interfering with the traffic of that weapon to the deep underground military base. Another thing that was surprising to me, at that time they referred to these foreign troops as NATO troops. We described the possibility because if our system broke down, we would have to call in outside troops, that NATO troops would be present, and for the purposes of securing these weapons, we were to never allow those weapons to be in the hands of any foreign troops. And that if we had to use certain types of weaponry, that I had the authority to call in airstrikes on a position to essentially use a gas that would kill all human beings within the general vicinity and to leave the infrastructure intact, that the bodies would be removed, that the nuclear weapon would then proceed in transit to the deep underground military base. Now, these are the plans that we had in place just within my small area of discipline, which was a pretty big area of discipline. But I can assure you that those plans from Rex 84 to handing that off to FEMA, those plans over the past, since the mid to late 80s, have evolved to the point to where the continuity of government manual that I'm referring to, that FEMA manual that is now in the hands of the Department of Homeland Security, is so comprehensive that for the purposes of keeping our government sustained during a collapse like we're about to see, that they will do anything and everything, and this is what I know firsthand, including killing any one of you that's listening to me right now, for continuity of government purposes only.
Besides interfering in the transport of nuclear weapons to a safer destination in these deep underground bases, what other factors would come into play that would make American citizens legitimate targets for these plans?
What other conditions would make them targets? Well, a breakdown in our society, and this is where I remember very, very clearly, and I asked my boss, like, oh my goodness, I remember reading the description in these manuals as to what would cause a monetary system breakdown. For instance, the depegging of oil to the U.S. dollar, because the U.S. dollar and our national security was at risk, because the U.S. dollar is the national reserve currency and very strong if oil is traded on the dollar. But if oil were to be depegged and other currencies were to be used, that would throw us into a deep depression and things would unravel very, very quickly. So
well, we're there right now. Pete, you don't have to go any farther than that. We're there now. Sir. Iran is selling oil to Russia, China, and India for gold.
That's correct. That's absolutely correct.
We're already there. Okay, right. What I'm looking for here is not so much the international economic geo-military strategies. What I'm asking for is people sitting in their homes tonight. What is going to cause them to be targeted by this criminal regime of a government we live under?
Okay, a couple of things, and this is what I do know from my awakening, okay, and tying that to my knowledge of what we're prepared to do to continue operating our government. This is what will happen. Because of this total and complete breakdown of our monetary system for many different reasons, which we're experiencing right now, what they will do, because our entire distribution network, if you picture this, we will not be able to get bread out to the shelves. People will not be able to go to work if you work at the electric company. And we have FEMA regions, if you know, and you've probably seen the maps.
Oh, yes.
Now, you will essentially be set up to jump on a rail car. You'll be told that food, water, and shelter can only be obtained by getting in that rail car. And you better get on the rail car and go to the FEMA camp. And those belligerents that choose to stay behind essentially are non-compliant, and they will be dealt with in their own way. So essentially, our system will break down. We will be sent to concentration camps, ladies and gentlemen. And as we all know, the communists that are in charge right now, that now have this continuity of government plan, are the types of individuals that know that this concentration camp system, they will be able to re-educate all of us to their new system. And those of us that are non-compliant, they are fully prepared to exterminate. This is the world that we live in, that at any day these plans could be implemented.
You know, I don't think, Pete, that I can say this too many times. The two people who launched Obama's college education and ultimately his political career as a state senator, Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn, Bill Ayers told Larry Grathwohl, special FBI informant, who said this on this show on August 18th, he said quite clearly, Ayers told him, we'll have to put 50 million Americans into re-education camps, and we'll probably have to murder 25 million of them. I can't say that enough times. That's the philosophy of the man who's running the show from the government standpoint. And you also said that the non-compliant people will be dealt with. In other words, if I find a way to hide out and not get on the Wacken Hut bus to take me to the FEMA camp or onto the train that takes me to the FEMA camp, and I manage to stay behind and out of harm's way, how are they going to deal with the stragglers that they haven't been able to round up? Are they going to send in the mop-up troops? Is that where the Russian commandos come in?
You know, at this point in time, and well, this is what I will say. You have to picture this. The non-compliant ones are the ones that they're going to want to disarm. Those are going to be mainly the non-compliant ones, because there is a plan in place. And Dave, we spoke of this very, very briefly. When I was in the military and I was a kid, I was a young kid, and I was very, very dedicated as a, you know, quote-unquote Cold War veteran. I was a neocon Reagan Republican. He was my commander-in-chief. I knew how important these contingency plans were. When I got out of the military and our nation grew to the point to where Bill Clinton took office, right, and our country evolved, Bill Clinton essentially signed legislation that allows us now, with Barack Obama and him signing all of his executive orders, our nation has evolved to the point where these powerful plans that I was exposed to in the mid to late 80s are now in the hands of the communists, who can give away, with a telephone call to the United Nations, the sovereignty of the United States of America. So we have evolved to the point to where these evildoers, who under Zionism, right, and this all ties in together, that if you look at Barack Obama's executive orders, you look at how our laws have been changed since the mid to late 80s in favor of the banks and pursuit of communism, that by one telephone call, We are now under the flag of the United Nations, and all of our troops have to report to the command and authority of UN troops. And our, guess what? Our country, our United States Constitution, doesn't even matter at that point. That legally, they have the authority to do this right now, with President Barack Obama making one telephone call and signing one signature on a document.
So one false flag attack is a provoking incident, could lead Obama to declare that the UN is now in charge of this country, and there's no turning that back. In other words, a future administration, a new Congress, can't roll back this transfer of power. Is that correct?
That's correct, and this is what I'm going to read to you. This is not speculation. This is not conspiracy theory, all right? I have a document that was a secret document that has since been declassified and put into the Clinton archives that refers to Chapter 7, peace operations under the UN Charter, that actions involving the use of force or threat of the use of force authorized by the United Nations Security Council under Chapter 7 of the UN Charter, and here's the key element, to preserve, maintain, or restore international peace and security or address breaches of peace or acts of aggression, that such operations by the United Nations, by the Council, do not require the consent, and they say the consent of the state, but I'm going to say this, such operations by the UN do not require the consent of our people, our Constitution, or anyone. Nothing else matters. That by Barack Obama picking up the phone, he can give away our sovereignty because it's a matter of international peace and security. A false flag event, ladies and gentlemen, could trigger that right there. Now, Dave, at the beginning of this segment, did I not clearly establish that they advocate the use of false flags for the purposes of advancing their goals? Did I not?
Unquestionably.
This is not a theory. This is a fact that the people in charge use false flags to implement what I'm suggesting right here. Your constitution doesn't matter. Your laws no longer matter. Your history is thrown out the window. They have positioned themselves right now, and as soon as they declare martial law, as a matter of fact, they're not going to declare martial law. It's going to be even bigger. They're going to initiate with a false flag. They're going to blame it on Iran. They're going to say, oh my goodness, the United States of America is falling apart. World peace is at stake, and security is at stake. We need the United Nations to take over, because those guys are a mess. And we're done. We are finished overnight.
It almost leaves myself, Annie, and everyone listening speechless, because I've seen the documentation. You sent it to me, from which you speak. Official government documents. We have a mouthpiece in Washington now in the form of Clausen, influencing our policymakers that this is the new reality. This is what George Bush talked about with the New World Order.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've been speechless every single day as I see them advance towards achieving their goals. I've been speechless every single day to see them now get everything out in the open. They're doing this out in the open, right under our nose. And they've got us to the point either through, you know, some people joke saying that it's the fluoridation of our water. But we've trusted all of these lawmakers, these people in suits, these people that are well-educated, that are very articulate, and we consider them to be powerful and the people that are going to save us. I suggest to all of your listeners, as I do my listeners every single day, now is the time for us to rise up and oppose everything that we've trusted up to this point, because these people cannot be in charge after this collapse. We must stop them.
We come back from the break. Well, let me just set the stage here till the music hits us. Peter D. Sutherland, non-executive CEO of Goldman Sachs during the Gulf oil explosion, which was a false flag, and I'm about ready to reveal how much of a false flag it was. And he was also the former CEO of BP for 13 years prior to going to Goldman Sachs, in a perfect position to coordinate this. And he was one of the co-conspirators. He's also a former Trilateral Commission head of Europe. He's a Bilderberger. And more importantly, and more to the point of which we're speaking about here, he is someone who's the head of the Migration Council on the United Nations. In other words, he would be overseeing vast population shifts, I would presume to be forced or voluntary, so which populations are moved into stack and pack cities or FEMA camps or what have you. This is the man who would oversee it. And I wanted to get that out, get it on the record. I'll get your comment on that when we come back from the break, because I'm seeing an interconnection between the same people who will impose their will to the UN and the co-conspirators on the Gulf oil explosion. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Pete Santilli, Suzanne Pozo, when we come back after a word from these fine sponsors.
I could escape this feeling with my China girl. I feel a wreck without my little China girl.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Bone chilling. That was the term that I used to describe how tonight was going to play out. And we're not close to being done. Suzanne has a whole lot more to add to this in the third hour. And, Pete, I got to tell you, you know how to wreck someone's evening. the truth hurts, but I think ignorance is worse. Peter Sutherland, I mentioned his name going into the break. Are you familiar with him?
Yeah, I'm not. I think I've heard of him. I'm just vaguely familiar with it. But when you say Goldman Sachs, you know, I immediately grab my wallet. So if he's associated with Goldman Sachs, I know what he represents. But, you know, the thought that I had, as you described that scenario, is that They're looking to ultimately, and this is something I'm sure you speak of on your show on a regular basis, but this is ultimately to implement Agenda 21. Not only do they want to be in power, but they want to do so certainly on their terms after they've exterminated tens of millions of us under their new Agenda 21 plan.
Yeah, I think there's no question. Well, Pete, I know we're going to run out of time here very quickly, and you've been gracious with your time, and I wanted to give you a chance for you to talk about your show, when it airs, how it airs, how people can listen to it.
That's great, and I appreciate that opportunity. The main reason why I came on your show is I believe it's important. And by the way, how many minutes do I have here? Because I've got some important things that I need to relay
if we need to go over into the third hour, if you can hang through the top of the hour break, we can certainly accommodate that. We have about 3 minutes before we break.
This is the most important thing that I need to convey. And we've just demonstrated my point that I'm about to describe here. All right. First of all, you can find my show by going to thepetesantilleshow.com. And it's S-A-N as in Nancy, T-I-L-L-I, show.com. So thepetesantilleshow.com. And also, we'll be broadcasting here coast to coast on many different stations. Actually, a lot of them are going to be picking us up. A lot of people have been giving me some great feedback, those that are through the GCN or the Genesis Communications Network, that I am the next up-and-coming. I mean, they've referred to me as the next up-and-coming Alex Jones, which is one of the highest compliments I could ever be getting. So a lot of great success, tremendous growth on our show, but mainly on the following principle, we maintain the philosophy that we will tell the truth whether you like it or not. It doesn't matter what your bias is. You could be Christian, you could be Jewish, you could be African-American. It doesn't matter. We always speak the truth. And I associate myself with shows like yours, Dave Hodges. You're putting me on to convey stuff that is so important that needs to be relayed to the American public. And here's my point. Any alternative media outlet right now that is not relaying that article from OccupyCorporatism.com, it was thoroughly researched, and anyone who does not want to communicate through their alternative media outlet, through their website, you know who they are, some of the biggest ones on the Internet, you need to be very, very suspicious of who's holding this information back and who's putting it out. We're demonstrating through your show, Dave Hodges, that you want to get the truth to your people, whether or not it puts a knot in your stomach, whether or not you become physically ill by what I say, as long as I'm telling you the truth and it's factually correct,
You've got it, and you did it. And I'm afraid, my friend, we're out of time. We're up against the end of the hour break. I want to thank you so much for joining us. We're going to have you back again, and I look forward to a future date when I return the favor and come on to your show. Thanks so much for joining us, Pete.
Thanks for having me. Have a good night.
Great. Pete Santilli, we'll be back with more Blockbuster information. Suzanne Posel is going to rock your world, perhaps even worse than Pete did, with an article she's got coming out tomorrow. You're not going to want to miss her recantation of the events that she's reporting on her website tomorrow morning.
It's true.